We are reading from the newspaper The Nation of Baal HaSulam. We've reached the headline, The Individual and the Nation. In the Hebrew book, it's on page 488. The Individual and the Nation. Rav, please.
Yes, we really want to understand this article. This is a very important and comprehensive article by Baal HaSulam. It explains about the human and social structures. We have to know that, we should know that in order to understand in what way we're advancing towards the final correction. Please.
The individual and the nation. We humans are social beings. Because we cannot satisfy our vital needs without assistance from others, partnership with many is necessary for our existence. This is not the place to explore the evolutions of the nations, and we can suffice for studying reality as it appears to our eyes. It is a fact that we cannot fulfill our needs by ourselves, and we need a social life. Hence, individuals were compelled to unite into a union called a nation or a state, in which each engages in one's own trade, some in agriculture and some in artisanship. They connect through trading of their products. Thus the nations were made, each with its unique nature, both in material life and in cultural life.
This we see before our eyes. Yes.
Observing life, we see that the process of a nation is just as the process of an individual. The functioning of each person within the nation is like the functioning of the organs in a single body. There must be complete harmony among the organs of each person. The eyes see, and the brain is assisted by them to think and to consult. And then the hands work or fight, and the legs walk. Thus, each stands on its guard and awaits its role. Similarly, the organs that comprise the body of the nation, counselors, employers, workers, deliverers, etc., should function in complete harmony among them. This is necessary for the nation's normal life and for a secured existence.
I don't have anything to add here. It's clear. And if you have time, read it again later, I recommend. And let's continue.
As the natural death of the individual results from disharmony among one's organs, the nation's natural decline results from some obstruction that occurred among its organs. As our sages testified, Jerusalem was ruined only because of unfounded hatred that existed in that generation. At that time, the nation was plagued and died, and its organs were scattered to every direction. Therefore, it is a must for every nation to be strongly united within. So all the individuals within it are attached to one another by instinctive love. Moreover, each individual should feel that the happiness of the nation is one's own happiness, and the nation's decadence is one's own decadence. One should be willing to give one's all for the nation whenever needed. Otherwise, their right to exist as a nation in the world is doomed from the start.
This means we see how much Baal HaSulam gives importance to the connection between people, and he says, just like the cells of the body that have to sustain the body, thanks to them, the body exists, so are humans, and that's clear to us that if we come to a state that the nation disintegrates, accordingly its forces fall and has no right to exist. And this is how we see nations descend only because they don't have a connection that they're part of one nation. You say Northeast, please.
Дорогой Раф, что нам в Бней Барухе не хватает для того, чтобы...
Dear Rav, what do we lack in Bnei Baruch to be able to connect and where else is some lack that we can build?
I can
only say one thing. Lacking what we've learned also today in the previous lesson, that all our spiritual existence depends on the amount or extent of the connection between us. We'll connect in second, third degree, fourth degree. Accordingly, we'll feel spirituality more and more until the whole spiritual world will be revealed to us. Everything depends only on the extent of the connection. And what's going to be revealed in us is called our internal spiritual force or creator. PT 19.
שומעים אותי בכלל?
כן, שומעים, דבר צביקה.
אוקיי. רב, מה?
Yes, we hear you, צביקה. רב, what does he mean here that in that generation there was hatred that led to ruin? What is that hatred? How can this be explained?
הייתה שנאה.
There was hatred. What does it matter what was in the past? Are you missing hatred?
Why am I asking? Because is there a connection between the hatred, like you say, we need to have between the friends until the final correction, and that hatred discussed about that back then, is there a connection?
It doesn't matter to me what has been and what now is. I know that upon every hatred that appears, I have to reach connection and love.
So it was impossible to achieve that love?
I don't know. I'm not an historian. I don't know what was in the past. It doesn't matter to me. What I am concerned about is what I'll have now. Engaging in comparison between the two. I have no...
So what he talks about here, he hints to us that we need to achieve the same hatred to make a correction?
We don't have to reach the same hatred. We have to reach connection upon whatever is revealed. And every time you try to aim ourselves to connection, to the extent that the lack of connection will appear upon it, we put connection more and more. It doesn't matter to me what happened. I'm not going to be in the qualities of the people at those times. I can't understand them, feel them, and be instead of them. So how can I speak?
Don't you think I understand
enough where I am and where they were? I can't compare. I can't relate to them. I can't enter into them. I am where I am. have to keep or exist with what I have. That's it.
Tel Aviv 4.
Tel Aviv 4.
Thank you, Rav. If each part has a role of its own, why do all the parts want to control?
The ego of each and everyone. That's the principle of the ego. I will rule.
So what is that state?
What state?
What is the state that each part fulfills its role completely because it still wants to control?
That's not what it's about here. Here, it speaks about us correcting ourselves. And on the one hand, we are all incorporated in our big ego that will grow. And above that, we will connect in restriction screen and reflected light in the mutual connection between us. We'll be in a very strong intensity that incorporates both the good force and the evil force. And these two forces will work in one direction. That's what we have to reach.
By this, each part reaches the understanding of its role.
Yes. Each part reaches its role, and we all work for one goal, to complete everyone. Each one completes everyone else. Yes, Owen.
Question from Dudi here. Does each and every nation have a different condition for their connection, or it's a universal condition?
Both. This will be revealed.
We are
yet to see how much each and everyone, and everyone, the different groups, etc., they have different and very special roles. When you cannot, without joining everyone together, the system won't be whole. The machine won't work. It's like an engine, you have these small parts. Yeah, it's such a small part. But without it, nothing will work.
So each nation will understand the connection in a different way, it has a different role?
Yes, of course.
Another question. In the globalized world we're in now, does a person need to be enslaved to his nation or begin developing some dependence on the world?
First to the group, then the nation, and then the world.
Another question from Chaim.
Yes.
He writes, the condition for each nation is to be well connected from within, and all the individuals will be tightly connected from instinctive love. But we learn that Israel is exactly the opposite of instinctive love, that its representatives of all the nations of the world, who to begin with were hateful towards each other. So what instinctive love does he refer to here, or who are those who are supposed to connect through instinctive love?
Everyone has to connect in instinctive love, ultimately, as it was prior to the shattering. That's the sign of the complete correction.
But here it says it's every nation, it's still not a complete correction. It's each nation connected from within through instinctive love.
Yes, this is how it was to begin with, in all the groups and nations. And later the ego worked in a way that they dispersed more and more until
they come to
a state that through the separation you start to understand that your true and complete correction is actually in connection between everyone.
So when he writes here about instinctive love, does he mean all the nations of the world and the nation of Israel?
Also, everyone, but first of all in Israel. It's the return of the 12 tribes, etc. Yes, Owen?
Oded here. Hello, Rav. In conversations with Jews overseas and non-Jews, there is always discussion about the role of the Jews, the roles of the Israeli nation. Then there is immediately a question, what are the roles of other nations, the other 70 nations, what is their role?
This will be clarified, I don't know.
So what do we say for now?
What do we say? Yeah. The corrections are the same. It's connection between everyone. Connection within the groups, within the nations, and later, out of that, we understand what we need, in what way we have to complement each other. The general correction is to reveal the Creator in the complete and the whole manner between everyone. In what rate, in what form, in what order will be revealed, I don't know. But all we have to work on is connection. There is nothing else.
Okay, but we always say that the Israeli nation must begin.
We have to set the example. That is correct. All the people who have some tendency to discover the upper force and to be connected to it, to understand the essence of life, the purpose of life, they are called Yashakel, Israel, and all those, we're inviting them, we're drawing them, we're teaching them,
in order
to reach connection first and to show an example for everyone.
And Kabbalists can't give us the explanation of the root of each and every nation in the world?
What for? What root?
Well, there's 70 nations. They have a spiritual root.
Okay, so suppose I tell you a root of a certain nation is Chesed Avuav Dat Intiferet. So, what's next?
I'm saying the question is very simple. If I speak to people and we're talking about the role of the Israeli nation to connect humanity, to be the first, to be the example, as you say.
Yes.
So, each one who says, okay, I want to help too. So are you part of the Israeli nation then?
Yes.
But if I don't want to support it for now?
So you don't belong.
And then what is my role?
Your role is to live your life in the meantime until you understand that all of us have to connect together. We are in the state of the final correction. It's the last generation. This is why each and every one, bit by bit, is getting the mind and emotion there.
And that only pressuring is the Israeli nation is another role?
This I don't know. I'm afraid to say to put pressure on the Israeli nation. But this will certainly happen.
So if someone says to me, I don't see myself as a part of the Israeli nation, I do want to see this connection you're talking about happening.
So this is considered that you're part of the Israeli nation if you want to be in connection. That's the definition of the Israeli nation. People who understand that the correction of the world is the interconnection between all human beings.
אפשר עוד שאלות מכאן?
כן, thank you.
דרור, בבקשה.
Can we do more questions from here?
Yes.
דרור, please. Ravi talks about the harmony that's supposed to be among all the organs. What is the harmony? How do we keep it or help it?
Harmony between all the organs is like the harmony in the body, where every organ performs its role to supply all what all the organs need, to be in the general balance, which is the way the healthy body works, to be in a healthy balance and to do what is required of it. This is how we, in the connection between us, all human beings, have to reach a state that we do connect between us to support each other. Look how opposite it is from what we have today. Wars, problems, etc.
That's exactly the question, because you see that first he says that a person is a social being and he has to be assisted by others.
That's from above. From above, a person is a social being.
But you see that in this whole harmony the Creator created, there are many viruses and like germs that are...
That is on purpose. It's on purpose for a person to discern what harmony he should attain.
Thank you.
אפשר עוד?
כן.
Can we ask more?
Yes.
David, please.
חיבור צריך קודם לעבור דרך.
Rav, the connection has to first go through each and every nation separately.
חיבור צריך לעבור דרך.
The connection should go through each and every nation separately.
אני לא יודע בדיוק.
I don't know exactly.
אני חושב שכן, אתה צודק.
You are correct.
האם זה ככה צריך להיות ממש?
But should it really be this way? I don't know.
אני לא יודע.
חוסר
לחיבור צריך להתגלות.
The lack of connection has to be revealed in the nations of the world, and they have to put pressure on the people of Israel in every nation, and the general people of Israel, which is us.
And
this way, by their pressure, we'll push ourselves also to connection.
We should say lead the connection in the world by each nation connecting in itself and feeling connection and then coming to a global connection.
I don't think this is the way it's going to happen when everyone will be separated and then live in their boundaries again. I don't think this is the way it should be. But a feeling when each and everyone is in his own group, not a 10, but the bigger group, well, that's, there will be a change.
I want to ask because we see that nations today are very much mingling with each other. It's very hard to go back to previous state, or everyone's mixed in the Europe, in the US, in many places there's this mixture.
I think we're not talking about a mixture of biological data, but rather the different kinds of desire, which is completely different. I can't even explain this. These are similar and different desires, the way they will all be organized in some distance or proximity to each other. It's not exactly about being Chinese or Japanese, he's American and he's from Indonesia.
No,
I don't think this is the way it is.
I think
it's going to be in a degree which is beyond these biological marks of what nation I belong to, by our genes, but rather by our spiritual genes. But I say again, let's read and see. I don't want to decide in advance, and I want to see every time something new.
Just to be sure, when we disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah and push towards connection, the whole world, we're doing it in a general way as a wave towards everyone.
Yes.
And then somehow it's supposed to start coming, falling into place. We don't yet know how, but the connection is supposed to happen by itself, right?
That's correct. We don't determine anything. All we do is put pressure in the direction of connection.
Thank you.
You said it nicely. Kiev 3.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Такой вопрос. Вот если мы говорим, что путь, скажем, народа и путь отдельного
индивида,
и скажем так,
if we're saying through the nation, not and through the individual is not the same way, and the whole world. So it turns out that with every nation, it all comes from the Creator, and everything indicates.
Это так, и, например, если там одна страна, один народ
нападает, or lack of connection. And suppose there is one nation that attacks another nation. It shows lack of connection.
Тогда получается, что в своем распространении мы должны были вот именно это и распространять, что, например,
it turns out that in our dissemination, that's what we should disseminate.
You speak to the dissemination department, and they'll accept it or not accept it. Check with them all those things. I am unrelated to that. I'm related to what we study from the writings of Bala Sulam.
Latin 4.
Maestro, tengo una pregunta. Acabo de leer el tema del individuo y la nación. Y como estudiante,
I read this excerpt about the individual and the nation. And as a student from Colombia, I saw all kinds of suggestions, but there is no true solution. What can we suggest humanity in dissemination? How can we help all of humanity, as this is a method that can help?
You too. Connect with the dissemination department and see what you can do for all of mankind. They'll explain to you what they're working on and how you can disseminate all of this knowledge to all the nations, to all the people. Siberia.
Как я должен рассматривать упадок народа Израиль как устремляющихся к Творцу и упадок народов, которые
находятся? The fall of the people of Israel that want spirituality compared to the nation I've grown with. It says that I have.
There's no need for you to start now dedicating yourself to some nation of your own or Israel. Also, Israel is not a nation. It's a group that is in movement towards the final correction, towards connection. Yesha'el, straight to the Creator, resembling the Creator. That's what's called Israel. All the rest are just names, you know, that don't really have connection with the true reality.
Baltia 1.
А вот у каждого народа есть свои правители. И вот
every nation has his leaders. What is their role? Because there's a conflict. On the one hand, we learn that the heart of the ministers and the rulers are in the hand of the Creator. On the other hand, they try to separate everyone.
The Creator influences through the managers and prime ministers on the people to reveal to all the nations in what non-corrected state they're in and awaken them that way towards correction. Owen?
Let's continue. This does not mean that all the people in the nation, without exception, must be so. It means that the people of that nation who sense that harmony are the ones who make the nation. And the measure of happiness of the nation and sustainability are measured by their quality. After a sufficient sum of individuals to the existence of the nation has been found, there can be a certain measure of loose limbs which are not connected to the body of the nation in the above-mentioned measure. Since the basis is already secured without them. Hence, in ancient times, we did not find unions and societies without kinship among their members. Since that primitive love, which is necessary for the existence of society, is found only in families that are offshoots of a single father.
Well, that's clear to us that in such a way that it was possible to connect around the head of the family, the mother and the children and so on, and that's how all everyone connected, or greater than that, several men and several women and their children and so forth. And to this day, there are such forms of extended families. But that's basically what family means, because their connection is directly connected to the household and the common children and so on.
However, as the generations evolved, there were already societies connected under the term state. That is, without any familial or racial ties, the only connection of the individual to the state is no longer a natural, primitive connection, but stems from a common need, where each individual bonds with the collective into a single body, which is the state. And the state protects the body and possessions of every individual with all the power of a state.
Indeed,
I don't see questions, so let's continue.
There's a question here. Rachamim, please.
Shalom lekulam.
Hello, everyone. Thank you. It doesn't matter who I am. The Creator is greater than me, infinitely times more. The question is, why the greatness of the Creator turns shame to great honor, please? I don't know, we'll learn and understand. Oren, please.
Question from Italy, 8-3, please.
Buongiorno, Rav. Good morning, Rav. How connection between students of Kabbalah could help the connection of people who don't study in order to correct the whole humanity? What is missing?
There's a few things here. First of all, we are in connection between us, and our group is quite big all around the world. I'll tell you, I was just in Georgia, and all of a sudden the car stopped and people waved at me that they know me. Or people walk next to me and say hello. You know in what places? Such remote, deserted places that it's almost on icebergs in some places like that. Yeah. People hear, feel, they know somehow they have some connection with us. So what do I want to say? Our influence is nevertheless great, and it already resides in the world, and we are in humanity's awareness. And to the extent that they want to accept it, that's not up to us. That depends on the deficiency the Creator will reveal in them. But on our part, we have to prepare the portion. And they, on the Creator's part, will come to us and receive it. When we will open our arms to embrace everyone with no limitations. That's how we need to arrange ourselves. All right?
There's a question here in the hall. writes that after there is a sum of individuals that are enough for the sustainability. What does it mean, the sum of individuals?
That's like in a group. It's desired to have 10, and not 9 or 11, but 10 people is already a group, a complete group.
Is a 10 enough in every nation for it to be connected?
It's sufficient for that 10 to already be a source of spirituality for that nation. Yes.
And according to what is the connection of the division of nations? How can
we don't know that. That still needs to be revealed. The tribes and nations and groups of all sorts, that needs to be revealed. It's like in the human body. Look at how many different parts you have, how they're all connected, and how they're all intricate. And similarly, we'll discover the role of each nation and the relative role of all the nations.
One more question here, Dudi, please.
What's the connection between 70 nations of the world and the 200 countries there are today in the world? I don't know. I also don't want to make these calculations that this belongs to that and that belongs to that. And I don't have sufficient inner feeling of this whole kli that is still not corrected and broken and shattered in different ways and mingled in different ways. So I don't know how to exactly cut it and sort it by what measures and according to what attributes. I don't know. To me, it seems like something very abstruse, very hidden.
But in principle, what's the difference between a nation and a state?
No, states in our world right now is some artificial kind of structure. A nation refers to something deeper that's more related to nature itself. And the kind of integration that we have today in corporeality between the different nations of the world, it's also, all of it is indications that we're getting closer, and I don't see anything against the correction in this. Because there was always mingling, and it doesn't look like a disturbance on the other way around. Whatever happens, happens. We need to care only for one thing, that there is some, that all people will be face to face towards each other as much as possible.
Kiev 3.
Kiev 3.
Раба, скажите, пожалуйста, вот для каббалиста есть разница между народами, скажем, между тем народом, к которым относится его тело?
About Kabbalists. Is there a difference between different nations? If does it relate to different nations differently?
Yes, all the nations, well, it depends on the height of the Kabbalists, but basically all the nations are on a single height, single level, except that you could say he would have a specific inclination to a certain nation because he thinks that through it, a specific kind of connection or for now, can be done, but in principle, there's no difference. Ultimately, there's no difference. Ultimately, they're all one sphere. And so, a person sees reality and humanity according to his spiritual degree in that way.
Возможно, с точки зрения распространения чисто есть разница, вот в каком народе.
Они квара мартилаха,
I already told you that you have who to turn to that, with these questions, turn to them. And here we're asking only about the text. That's it. I'm sorry. You didn't understand the first time, so I'm telling you again. If you're asking, point to the place in the text that you're asking about. And make sure you don't steal others' time. This one.
No, please. Thank you. Thank you again, Rav. He talks here about the relation that used to be there according to the family or the race compared to the attitude today between a person and a nation. He's talking about the mutual need.
He says that we need to move from the natural connection we once had, like families, clans, you know, there used to be like, say, 200 families or a few hundred people together, until today we come to a different kind of connection, as we see today that there's not that much connection between the parents and the children, and all those things are gradually disappearing and becoming weaker. These bonds are becoming weaker as opposed to other ways people are drawn to each other. And so we have to understand that people will most likely connect according to the appearance of other qualities they have, their inner inclination, not their biological connection, but their spiritual connection. Where is man's heart drawn?
He continues, and then he says that the state is, that the individual unites with the whole to one body, which is the state.
Right.
But today we feel there is a difference. There is a state, and there, and even after I'm gone, the state will continue. So what's the? Why does the state need me? Why does the nation need me as an individual?
You don't feel it from the country because the country is also not corrected. But the more we learn, and then a bit more, you'll see how the whole world needs you and how much you can be useful, helpful for the whole world.
One question from here, Michael, please. Rav, it's clear what a biological connection is, but what is a spiritual connection? The way a group of people connects? I don't know, if they wanted to take a trip together, can that be a basis for spirituality?
No. How's that related?
So how do I define that?
I don't know. I think that as it's written in Matan Torah and Arvut articles, that we've reached a connection between us in Arvut, which is how the Creator set us up in a way that He brought us together by revealing in each one a desire similar to the other, and thus we connect to a ten, and between the tens to a greater group around the world, and that is what we're going through. Let's hope that through that we'll connect ourselves to all of humanity.
For us it's clear, but I'm asking about people who are not yet learning the wisdom of Kabbalah. How can they know if it interests them, only if it interests them to attain the Creator?
No, they don't know. If it's not interesting for them, they don't know. If it will be interesting for them, then they'll know. It doesn't work from the mind. It all works from the emotion. When there's an inclination that appears towards something that they want to know about it, they want to be connected to it. That's how it is.
So this tendency to be connected to other people, is that a sufficient basis to start with? I have a desire to connect to other people. Is that enough for me?
It depends what is the content with these people. You don't just connect to a person. You connect with what's inside the person. Why are you drawn to them? Right? But essentially, that's the basis for connection, that what's in that person draws me, that I want to be connected to his internality. That's how it works. Okay, whether we want it or not, we are coming closer to the end. Owen?
Women's question. Questions.
women questions, please.
Yes, a question from Unity. If you can explain what is instinctive love.
Instinctive love is natural love. Instinct means it's coming from nature without asking myself whether it's good or bad, worthwhile or not.
Everyone, in our generation, is there still instinctive love in families? Will it continue?
Among children and parents, yes, of course.
Everyone, what may help every nation to discover its internal...
When we come to the general correction, then we begin to understand these corrections.
From Chile 1, in the human society, are there no degrees like there are in the spiritual world?
No. No, because there's no correct connections. There's nothing that's similar to spirituality.
From Queens 1, if hatred is revealed through contact with external people, how to cover it with love in that case?
This is by recognition of evil, that what I hate about the other is only because my ego is broken and it necessitates me to relate badly to others and see in the others bad things and show everyone the bad qualities that this ego awakens in me.
Two general questions from Hebrew 1. There's a question, what can friends do if they don't have a 10 in order to keep going on the path?
To always be with us, but basically try to connect to a 10. Everyone today has 10s all over the world in a language they can connect to, and so they should connect and find it.
All right,
so let's give it to Oren the mic, and he'll end the lesson.
Rav, maybe we can summarize in two words. We started from Rosh Hashanah, that we talked about how a person should be organized. What should we focus on in our thoughts today?
Connection. Same thing, again, same word, yes, but every day it has a different essence. We have to advance towards connection, try to maintain connection as tightly to each other as possible. Our connection needs to be aimed as sharply as possible towards the purpose of life, the purpose of creation, and that's how we'll advance. That's it. And all in all, we just need to discover in our connection the Creator. That's it. And a great day for everyone.
Thank you. Thank you, broadcast today at 12 o'clock, we're going to have an afternoon lesson with Rav. Let's end with the song.
Только между нами сможем почувствовать один. Si tu es dans l'océan tout seul, ce n'est pas. If you have a dream alone, it's not one. Wir sind wie ein Mensch mit deinem
Давай объединим весь мир и почувствуем один.
Wir sind deine große Familie.
Si tu chantes à la lune, du seul ce n'est pas un.
If you sail in the ocean alone, it's not one.
Yeah.